New Thought Media Network. We are a global broadcast network of positive music, media, and entertainment. Inspiring humanity's evolution along the journey of enlightenment and creating a world of love, peace, empowerment, and prosperity for all. New Thought Media Network. Positively inspiring.
Hello again, dear one. Robert Brzezinski with you here on a Friday evening. It's 5 o'clock on the Mountain Time Zone, and that means it is time for the good news here on New Thought Media Network. So grateful that you are with us, taking the time to be a part of what we're doing here on New Thought Media Network. We appreciate you. We love you. It is time for the good news. You know, I do love bringing you these stories because they remind me that we are really creating a world that works for all, and it gives me some great things to talk about throughout the weekend. So I trust you're going to find some inspiration here and some stories you might want to talk about as the weekend progresses. And please do remember, we get most of our stories over at thegoodnewsnetwork.org. Feel free to drop over there, say hello, and give them some love and attention as well. We also get a lot of our stories from sunnyskies.com. Please feel free to catch up with either of those outlets. And if you know of a good news story you'd like us to cover, or perhaps you'd like to get involved with the good news team here at New Thought Media Network, send us an email, goodnews@ntmedia.org. All right, let's get into it. I'd like to introduce you to 11-year-old Harrison Johnson from North Carolina. Harrison is on a kick. He has currently raised $81,000 to help fund history projects to tell the story of the attack on Pearl Harbor. All this is following a visit to the Pearl Harbor National Museum in Oahu. Harrison was motivated to start a campaign to ensure that the heroes and victims of the date, which will live in infamy, are never forgotten. He's done this by collecting donations door to door, selling patriotic popsicles, and even has become a public speaker and has used the benefits, the proceeds from his public speaking engagements to help fund the project here, History Project. His fundraising campaign is called Harrison's Heroes. It's looking to raise over $100,000 total for Pacific History Parks, the nonprofit that stewards the Pearl Harbor Memorial. In particular, Harrison hopes it can produce materials that expand the story of the attack to include heroic acts from men and women of color and other represented members. Harrison's mom is quoted as saying, "We're so proud and we pray it makes the impact that he intends." We're with you there, Harrison. We pray that makes that your efforts are making that impact. I have to believe that it is. Hey, you know, here on the Good News Network, on New Thought Media Network and the Good News, I love to feature stories about technology and the advances of technology. And here is one that I think is really important. Texas Central has progressed through the planning stage and settling land-owning disputes regarding a high-speed railway line from Dallas to Houston. Now, for those in the area, you know that normally it's about a two-hour flight or a four-hour drive from Dallas to Houston. This would make it a mere 90 minutes to get from one city to the other. That's at an average speed of about 200 miles an hour. Amtrak Senior Vice President of High-Speed Rail Development Programs, Andy Byford, said, if we're going to add more high-speed rail to this country, the Dallas to Houston corridor is a compelling proposition and offers great potential. We believe many of the country's biggest and fastest growing metropolitan areas like Houston and Dallas deserve more high-speed, high-quality intercity rail service. Now, the project isn't a done deal, and there's still a lot that needs to happen. However, Amtrak and Texas Central have submitted applications to several federal programs in connection with further study and design work for the potential rail spur. What a great idea. I've been a proponent of high-speed rail for a great while now, and it's a shame that it's kind of bogging down in California. But here we go in Texas. I think we might see a little bit more in between other cities across the Midwest here in America. All that flat land in the Midwest makes for some great train riding, I'm sure. All right. Hey, next up, I had lost track of this story. Microsoft has been undergoing a four-year campus modernization. It's almost finished, and the 72-acre rebuild includes a dozen of hopeful planet-saving designs and features. The most impressive, however, has to be the geothermal energy center. To heat and cool the massive campus, a 6.5-acre geothermal well field consisting of more than around 900 boreholes that are drilled up to 550 feet deep each. All this was completed last year, and the aim is to deliver 50% of the heating and cooling needs without carbon emissions. Now, this is a closed-loop geothermal heating and cooling system. It sends either cool or warm water to exchange energy with from deeper in the earth. And refrigeration is so powerful that it could cool 3,000 homes in the summertime. Its nine chillers can provide 9,000 tons of refrigeration. The system is sized to serve 3 million square feet of office and an amenity space in 17 new buildings. Four of those buildings are not yet built. This is a giant project. It also includes a 28,000-gallon water tank, four are for hot water and three are for cold, holding the water that it exchanged in the piping below the earth. The whole thing is powered by renewable energy, and their comparatively small quantity of electricity is needed to make the whole thing run. Wow, that's a mouthful of innovation. And what a great way to power a community and sustainable way to power a community. Folks, it just takes innovative ideas and groups of people that are willing to work towards it. Kudos to Microsoft on this one. And hey, here's another story that really struck me as that combination of what can happen when a group of individuals commit themselves fully. Back in 2012, it was decided that the Dove Stone Reservoir needed serious restorations. Volunteers have spent the past decade hand planting cuttings of moss to improve water filtration and quality. Yes, this is all happening in England. The Hilltop Reservoir in Oldham in Manchester was surrounded by bare peat moss over which rainwater would fall rapidly and take on a silty brown color. The water then moved into the surrounding streams and gullies and further degraded the river quality. Now, to remedy all of this, volunteers with the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds joined with the United Utilities, which is the utility company that owns the property, and for 10 years have been planting sphagnum moss all around the area, and and this is an area that has been experiencing devegetation since the Neolithic times, according to scientists. We wanted a landscape that sequesters carbon and slows floodwaters and supports lots of biodiversity and is somewhere that gives people really nice, healthy, and well-meaning benefits. That's Kate Hanley, the site manager. She explained that altogether, the volunteers have donated over 45,000 hours of their time to do the replanting. Wow. We needed to get back to something that looked how it used to look, with vegetation that was good for the wildlife, good for the birds, good for the mountain hares, and everything else, said 71-year-old Denzel Broadhurst, who's been volunteering for years. He also said it's important to actually try and help to do that work to improve things. Thank you, Denzel. Yes, what a great example of what a group of volunteers can do. Those individuals, when we're willing to make something happen, there's nothing that really can stop the power of the human to make something good happen in the world. Hey, we're going to take a real quick break and let a couple of our sponsors say hello, but we've got more good news stories coming up in just a minute, just after this break. Please don't go away. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the share button. Let your friends and family know what we're doing. We'll be back to more good news stories right after this. And we're back with more of the good news here on the New Thought Media Network. So grateful that you are with us. I want to get right into it because this next story got me feeling hungry. In the UK, a restaurant has been able to employ 22 full and part-time staff serving food rescued from landfills to people on a pay-as-you-can basis. Current estimates are that as many as 10 million Brits, Scots, and Northern Irish folk are malnourished. The operation is called the Long Tables, and it's got a remarkable business model that's rooted in conscience and ethics. As much as anything they put on the menu, The Guardian, a local newspaper there in London, reports that 6.4 million tons of food goes to waste in the country every year, amounting to quite a hefty amount of carbon emissions from rotting food and transportation and moving around. Now, perhaps the reason this special Gloucestershire restaurant has been able to stay open, despite allowing people to eat for free if they want to, is the plan has never been to focus on the negative. Will North, the general manager, said, "We hold a space where all are collectively trying to answer a question. What if everyone in our community had access to great food and people to eat it with?" Lunch is served 5 days a week from noon on, while the store is open every morning for coffee and cakes. And dinner is served Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Everyone eats the same meal based on what the managers are rescuing from their suppliers. Now, this doesn't mean the food is stale, and it doesn't mean that they are all consuming with any one concept. Mr. North also said, we're not pro-organic, anti-organic, anti-GM, or pro-GM. We're just pro-food. But it just so happens that our local producers really prioritize the planet over anything else. A not-for-profit community interest company, the turnover is about enough to cover all costs, but little else remains. Nevertheless, they don't need any grant money from the government, and all their profits come from their diners, which is heavily supported by drink and coffee sales. The food is free. The cocktails are not. Still a great idea. I love it, folks. Way to take a new look and a new thought on how we can both save the planet, keep food from wasting, and feed those that need it, and allow everybody to have a great meal. What a great time. Hey, here's another one. I found this really interesting. A mom named Sarah Eaton, she lives over in West Lothian, Scotland, and has been a hairstylist for many, many years. And she has started to run workshops for mothers on how to braid their daughter's hair and how to do their daughter's hair, especially as it gets longer. Well, the women started mentioning how they really wish their husbands could do this job. And so Sarah, being the entrepreneur she is, got the idea up and running. She runs hour-long workshops called Dad and Me. These are happening at her local community center where dads can learn the basics, like how to detangle long hair, how to tie back long hair into ponytails, style hair into simple braids, bunches, and even buns for ballet class and other activities. The look on the father's faces is always wonderful. Sarah started her small business workshop called Bonnie Braids after trying to dress up her two daughters in Halloween costumes back in 2022. Congratulations, Sarah, and congratulations to all the dads that are learning how to do hair. I learned mine for a while, and I knew how. And wow, it is a long process, and it's a good skill to learn. So congratulations to all the dads. I love to see this idea catch on more and more in the world. All right, next up, wow, this is another just amazing story. Oh, I'm on the wrong slide here, so let me get back to it. Here it is. This all happened in Whitehorn, California, back on March 8th. A small aircraft crash in Whitehorn, California could have ended in tragedy. However, thanks to the quick response of multiple emergency agencies and a stroke of luck, all three occupants, including a two-year-old child, walked away with only minor cuts and scratches. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office received a distress call at around 1:15 p.m. reporting a possible airplane crash. Deputies sprang into action, joined by a collaborative effort from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, the California Highway Patrol, CAL FIRE, Southern Humboldt Tech Rescue, and various local fire departments. After reaching the crash site, respondents found the wreckage nestled among the trees, but what they also experienced was not expected. A 38-year-old man, a 38-year-old female, and their two-year-old daughter, all from Santa Rosa, California, emerged from the wreckage unscathed. Now, according to investigators, the preliminary investigation, the engine of the aircraft experienced a catastrophic failure approximately 5 minutes after takeoff. Despite the pilot's best efforts to troubleshoot the issue, it became evident that the plane was losing altitude rapidly. In a desperate bid to avert disaster, the pilot activated the Cirrus Airframe Parachute System, called CAPS. That's what you're seeing there. That photograph is a stock photo of how this system works. A remarkable safety feature was on the airplane. A parachute successfully slowed the plane's descent, ultimately guiding it to a crash landing in the densely wooded areas. Sheriff's officials extended their gratitude to the multitude of agencies that mobilized to provide aid and support in the aftermath of the crash. OMG, what a unique and innovative idea. Let's put a parachute big enough on a plane to slow it down. And it proves it saved its occupants here. My gosh, what a great news story. I'm sure we can share that one over the weekend. Hey, we're going to take another quick break to say thank you to a few folks, but we've got more coming up, including this week's Hero of the Week. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Please help us say thank you to our organizational sponsors, including the Heffernan Foundation, Affiliated New Thought Network, International New Thought Alliance, Science of Mind Archives and Library Foundation, Center for Spiritual Living Denver, Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, New Thought Philadelphia, Planned Happiness Institute, Summit Center for Spiritual Living, One Heart Retreats, Center for Spiritual Living on the Lake, Unity Kitchener, Unity Spiritual Center, Ottawa, Om Center for Spiritual Living, Satya Center, Begin Within Ministries, Center for Spiritual Living, North Jersey, Unity of Savannah, and the Center for Spiritual Living, Seattle, as well as all of our individual donors. Thank you for being part of the New Thought Media Network. Please like, share, and subscribe. New Thought Media Network, positively inspiring.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all of our organizational sponsors and individual donors. If you'd like to learn more about becoming part of the New Thought Media Network family, please head on over to our website, ntmedia.org. You can click on the donate button, and that'll get you everything you need to know. All right, let's get back into the good news. And, you know, folks, those that watch this program know I sometimes can have a hard time picking our hero of the week. And even last week, we had two heroes. Well, this week, we've got... Yes, we've got a whole collection of heroes of the week this week. And it starts with a group of UGA students. They're all happening in Georgia, University of Georgia. Jane McArdle, Mary McCollum, Eleanor Clark Jones, and Caitlin Ients were on a routine drive when they witnessed a SUV veer off the road and into the retaining pond that you see there. Without a moment's hesitation, the group sprang into action. They turned their vehicle around, rushed back to the crash site. We see a vehicle submerged in the middle of the creek and just start sinking. More and more are just thrown stuff aside without really much hesitation, and we all start jumping in. That's according to Mary McCollum. She also recounted the tense moments as she and her friends stood atop the sinking vehicle, battling a weight of the waterlogged door. Oh my gosh. Determination and teamwork, they managed to pry open the door and get the mother and her two children, aged 8 and 4, out of the car before it completely sank. Now, the heroism didn't end there. Clark Jones started CPR upon one of the children. Eventually, he came to and started crying and breathing, Jones recounted. It was a really surreal experience. The quick thinking and bravery of these women is absolutely admirable. We're grateful you were in the right place at the right time. That's a post that was added to a social media post about all of this. Thank you, ladies, for being part of our heroes of the week. Okay, to keep it going, off to Victoria, Australia. This is Brianna Hurst, 33 years old, risked her own life to save the lives of 3 drowning strangers off the coast of southwestern Victoria. The events unfolded near Apollo Bay, south of Lorne, on Sunday afternoon of last week. A leisurely swim turned into a life-threatening situation for 4 men. I went to the one that was closest to me, she recounted. I had to swim out about 20 meters to get to him. He was much bigger than me and pretty heavy. Undeterred by the challenge, Hurst pulled each unconscious man to safety one by one. With each rescue, she defied the odds and risked her own safety to bring the stranded swimmers back to shore. At the start, there were not many people on the beach, but by the time I was pulling the third person out, they were seeing what was happening and came to help. Working alongside other concerned beachgoers, Hurst performed CPR until paramedics arrived at the scene. Tragically, despite their best efforts, one of the men could not be revived and succumbed to the ordeal. However, the swift action of Brianna Hurst undoubtedly saved the lives of the other two men, aged 23 and 24. They are currently recovering in a hospital. She put herself in danger to rescue people. She didn't know it's heroic. That's Acting Senior Sergeant Stephen Bull from a local constable's office. Oh my gosh, Brianna, thank you for being part of the Heroes of the Week. And one more, folks. This one's a heartwarming tale. Paul Myers, a resident of York in the UK, experienced a sudden onset of illness as he made his way to a Sunday church service. Recollections blur from that moment for Meyer as he fell victim to a cardiac arrest. However, fate intervened in the form of a compassionate bystander who swiftly administered CPR. That started buying time for Myers, but the chain of events that led to his safety did not end there. And members of the local McDonald's staff trained in first aid sprang into action using a defibrillator to shock Myers' heart back into rhythm. Paramedics were on the scene quickly, and Myers was swiftly transported to a local hospital. After spending several days, he was transferred to another ward. Reflecting on the ordeal, Myers expressed profound gratitude for the divine intervention that placed these daily heroes in his path. Our hero of the week is not mentioned as to the McDonald's team member. So we're giving it all up to the defibrillators and saying thank you for this life-saving technology. It is so good to see defibrillators have not always been in all places, and it's great to see that they're saving lives as we go. Hey, folks, that's all we've got time for today on the New Thought Media Network. This has been the good news. I'm Reverend Robert. I want to thank you for being with us today. And I want to invite you to come back and join us again and again and again. Coming up in just a half an hour here is the Fireside Chat with our dear friend, Reverend Michael Mangus. He'll be with us. There we go. He'll be with us at the top of the hour. So please come back and join us for the Fireside Chat. And of course, we wrap up our day with evening prayers. And starting tomorrow, 9 a.m. Mountain Time, be here early for our Saturday morning Science of Mind and Spirit conversation series as we look at the various lessons from the Science of Mind textbook. We'd love to have you join us for that. Again, I'm Reverend Robert. I'm out of here for now. I love you. I wish you all the best, and I trust you have a great weekend as we take these good news stories out into the world. Until next time, peace and richest blessings. Bye now.